To me, not only are you a fabulous broadcaster, etc., but you're definitely a fighter, I have to say. And I think that I always say, you know, if things are getting a bit low or I'm having a moment, I always say I've weathered worse. And I think that you've definitely defined that.
I believe that, you know, I know with what I've been through, you know, it sounds a bit ironic, but I do believe that we don't really have any choice but to keep fighting because, and I've often said this, and I really do believe this, that I don't think people take their own lives to end their lives. I think it's just to end their pain. And if we can, you know, talk and help people more, we'd be able to intervene and save those lives. And I think education and obviously more resources will do that. But I honestly do believe that we all do want to fight. Sometimes the pain is just too much. And, you know, if we can engage quicker, I think we will have more people who will fight every day, like That's yourself, amazing. Myself, or anybody else.
And Nikki, you are someone that continues to fight all the time. And before I let you go, any plans for any more books?
Oh my God.
You're well able.
I don't know, which is why I said not the end, because it's an ongoing process. But would I write again about mental health? Probably not. Maybe more about how I've moved on from, you know, I'm going through a very difficult breakup at the moment and stuff. So when I'm in a good place, I may do. I did enjoy it, even though it was extremely difficult. I did enjoy the process once it was done. So I guess I'll just wait and see. What I do want to do is follow your amazing results that you got from Operation Transformation.
Because Nikki, thank you.
You look amazing. Oh, and one of the great things about medication is that I get weight gain, so I'll be tapping into some tips most definitely.
Well, do you know what? I always say, I have to say, you look great on the cover of that book, by the way.
Oh, that was taken a while ago by Jenny McCarthy a few months ago. I have ballooned since that.
You have not ballooned. You have blossomed. Nikki, would you go away as that? Nikki, I can't thank you enough. You're someone that I've followed for a while, and I just think that you're amazing. And as my intro said, you're fun and friendly, but you're a fighter.
That's what
I think of you, Nikki.
You
so thank you so, so much. You're fabulous. And Nikki, thanks a mil, and we'll be back to you after this lovely little number.
She goes, I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control, 'cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. And we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright.
Hello and good evening, Jane Satrice here on Ireland's only pop-up radio station, Walk in My Shoes Radio. Just after six, hope you're having a lovely Friday evening. And of course, all week we're encouraging you to get the conversation started about Mental Health Week. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Walk in My Shoes and sure ask us anything. Do you know what? You may as well. It's Friday evening. We're feeling fabulous. We've got lots of tunes coming up for you this hour, as well as some essential advice for something very important to every aspect of life, getting a good night's sleep. Because I know I certainly do need it. The bags under the eyes. Do you know something? You go shopping with them, because that'll all be coming up very soon on Walk in My Shoes Radio. But first, we're going to feel good. Feel Good Friday with Calvin Harris. And sure, what's the song called? Isn't it called Fields as well?
With the right intentions, in the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency, but when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with them. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
That felt very good. I'm sorry, I'm so cheesy. I do apologise. Now, welcome back to Walk in My Shoes Radio. And I'm now joined by the rather lovely, I pronounced this as McSweeney earlier. I do thoroughly apologise. It is the lovely Deirdre McSweeney. And Deirdre is a sleep technologist and CBT therapist. So I think we can learn a lot. Deirdre, welcome.
Thank you very much.
How are you keeping?
Great. Nice to be here.
So, Trisha, could you explain just very briefly before we get into the thick of it, what does a sleep technologist and CBT therapist do?
Okay, the CBT eye bit is the important bit with the eye.
Oh, my goodness. I don't have an eye in my page.
The reason I want to stress that to you is that the eye stands for insomnia. And insomnia has a very broad reach. Mm. It's all the difficulties associated with sleep.
Okay, amazing.
So, what does a sleep technologist do? Well, it's multivaried, I have to say. My past career would have been that I ran the sleep laboratory over in a Dublin hospital here, where we took in all manner of sleep disorders to patients to actually treat them, diagnose them, and send them on their merry way.
Yeah. So, Jared, that's genuinely fascinating. I've never met a sleep technologist before.
Okay, we're few and far between, I have to say. Yeah. Absolutely. So science would be the background. Yeah, science and medical, the medical application into sleep is the key one.
Also, you look like you get a lot of sleep. You look fresh. You look great. Good
woman
yourself.
That's what the paint does.
You already inspire Oscar. I'm lathered in the paint here, slapped on. So, Deirdre, I suppose to break it down to the basics, why is sleep important?
Well, can I just say, first of all, that sleep is actually one of our most pressing, needful and immediate biologies. Everything else we can put on hold for a bit, if you think about it. Worrying about a problem or having to delay a meal or whatever. But sleep is the most important piece of our biology. And it happens. And as well as that, what is unusual about us as human beings, we are linked to the planet. Because as soon as the sky starts to turn dark, that is where we get natural cues, C-U-E-S, into sleep. We start to produce melatonin from a little pineal gland in our brain, which is starting to flow just as the sky is darkening. That's for that reason it's called the hormone of darkness.
Wow.
So we should be getting the hints at the appropriate part of a 24-hour period that it is time to take yourself to bed, to get some rest, to lie down, etc. Mm-hmm. We have two forms of presence, if you like, in the world. We have non-REM sleep and we have REM sleep. We're either asleep or awake. And sleep itself is a very structured and active type of biology, actually, because a lot of different things happen during our sleep that are essential to good health. Mm-hmm. Good health from a physical point of view and good health from a cognitive and mental point of view as well.
Amazing. And Deirdre, of course, we're here now this week to discuss mental health, of course, and Mental Health Awareness Week. So what kind of impact then can good sleep or bad sleep have on our mental health?
Okay, well, first of all, I love this definition of good sleep and bad sleep because in actual fact, sleep as a topic is a very extreme subjective topic. What you and I might actually agree was a good night's sleep for either of us could actually be poles apart unless we were being measured.
Yes.
So you probably, and I would, measure a good night's sleep depending on how we feel in the morning.
That is how I would measure it, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Definitely.
It has nothing to do with it, really. It's also to see how you manage to hold yourself up during the day and how you get on. Because a lot of people talk about tiredness, exhaustion, being knackered all the time, and will automatically blame their sleep. But it doesn't actually connect up necessarily. Because a lot of people, for example, can irritate you or make you cross or whatever. But, you know, for people who have sleep difficulties, they often blame their sleep because they feel so narky all the time.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily so.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it good for us? That was the question, I think. Sorry, I tend to go off the rails.
No, it's so fascinating.
It's very important because we renew ourselves completely in our sleep.
Okay.
We need physical rest for our bodies to renew itself and rest up. Tired muscles, tired bodies need to renew themselves. A lot of different systems and processes are reset at night in our sleep. One of the key ones I talk about actually would be our metabolic rate, the way we absorb, use food or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we can put our finger on a thing and actually point out that with the rise of obesity in the population currently that everybody is talking about for the last 8 to 10 years, generally obese people have poor sleep.
Okay.
And the reason for that is this push-pull mechanism within our biology. We produce what are called leptins and ghrelins. One is a appetite suppressant and the other one is to give you a bit of an appetite so that when you waken in the morning you need to rev up, get a bit of grub into you to take off for the day. But a lot of people who run into obesity issues forget that thing of how to actually finish eating.
And then, Deirdre, so say if someone is feeling, you know, not themselves and not feeling, I always say you should always feel your full fabulous self. If someone isn't feeling their full fabulous self for whatever reason, be it their mental health or they're just having a bit of a bad time,
yeah,
is getting all those hours of sleep, it is very important, isn't it?
It is, but don't talk to me about getting all those hours of sleep.
Okay.
Because actually what I like to emphasise is it's not necessarily the number.
Okay.
It's the quality.
Right. So kind of unbroken sleep then.
Well, unbroken sleep. I mean, can I also say that in sleep we have many tosses and turnings and arousals out of sleep. It's a shift, mm-hmm, within our body from moving from one stage of sleep into another. And we'll automatically turn or remember that we're pulling the duvet back up to our ear or whatever. That's an awakening out of sleep. But it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
It doesn't interfere with sleep. Interference with sleep and being alerted out of sleep during the night is a much more serious incident for people, whereby they're well aware of waking up. Sometimes for people who suffer badly, they waken up with a complete start and it's kind of the first thought that comes into their head is, oh, this bloody thing again.
Yeah.
Number two, I have so much to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to cope with this. Number three, I'm going to look absolutely awful for that meeting I have to get into, etc. So there's a build of annoyance, irritation, frustration attached to sleep.
Yeah.
And the more, of course, we do that, we wind ourselves up emotionally and sleep will escape you.
Okay.
So the key point I like to keep coming back to is that there is a huge difference between feeling tired, exhausted, knackered, whatever term we want to use, mm-hmm, all the time, and feeling sleepy. And we really should know that tiredness and fatigue is actually satisfied by having a break or a rest. I mean, if you've overdone it here in front of the screen or working hard, all you know is you need to swing out of the chair, take some water, talk to other people, look out the window, whatever.
Yeah.
It's satisfied by having a break or a rest.
Mm-hmm.
But sleepiness should be almost irresistible.
Okay.
At the appropriate part of the end of the day.
Yes.
There is nothing else to do except get in under that duvet, lie down for a couple of hours.
But there's nothing as irresistible as getting under the duvet. I have to say, it was a good word to use there.
Was it?
Yes,
was
absolutely.
It? Yeah.
So
with meaning that sleep is falling in on top of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you,
yeah,
can't escape.
Yeah,
it. Absolutely.
Of course.
I'm going to take a little break now.
Sure.
And you're going to talk to us about insomnia,
yep,
after this next song. And you know what? Just because you're here, our next song is Sleeping Satellite.
Oh, how
I mean, look at that.
How appropriate.
Enjoy.
You did it on purpose.
I blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that died with the eagle's flight. I blame you for the moonlit nights when I wonder why are the sea still dry. Don't blame. Of the race, the reason we chose.
Now, welcome back. I am here still with the very fabulous Deirdre McSweeney, sleep technologist and CBT eye therapist. There's an important eye.
Somnia.
I stands for somnia, Deirdre. So how do you know then, I suppose we're going to have a little chat about insomnia now. How do you know when a couple of nights of bad sleep has actually turned into an actual problem like insomnia?
Yeah. Yeah, it's key really in terms of people's own perception and interpretation of that.
Totally.
A couple of bad nights in a row is not a catastrophic event in people's lives. We all have bad night's sleep on the trot. You'll have heard it during the summer when we had a run of some really warm weather, for example. People were talking about this harvest moon that was out recently.
Yeah.
They were even talking about it on other radio stations about the lunar effect on sleep. And it's quite true. We are linked to the planet, whether we like it or not.
Okay.
I'd like to give you the definition of insomnia, which is difficulties initiating or maintaining sleep that has become persistent.
Right.
And there's an international protocol attached to this, and that is that it has to be going on for about 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
And happening.
So emphasis on the word persistent then.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. And happening at least 4 out of 7 nights a week.
Okay.
So you can imagine how ragged people feel in that context, really. Mm. They feel it's a burden that will not lift for them. Insomniac sufferers go to bed with what I call the wish list. They're hoping tonight won't be too bad. They're hoping they're going to get some sleep. They're wishing that the night won't be too bad and that they're not going to be aware of the tossing and turning. So the definition is very precise, actually, in terms of treating it as well. And current thinking about treatment is based on a twofold approach. One is through cognitive behavior therapy, where various skills and strategies are learned of how to manage your sleep. Blow some of the misperceptions we have about sleep out of the water is part of it, I can tell you. And the other is with medication.
Okay.
Short-term medication is out there and the GP population are well-versed in how to use it correctly. For people who come in a state of distress about their sleep and not being able to sleep. And the Irish College of General Practitioners, for example, know that they can prescribe medication, short-term medication, that is, for about 2 weeks at a time, to try and get people's own sleep set back on a correct course.
And the sleeping habits then, say, you know, if they're prescribed, they're not a long-term solution.
They're not a long-term solution. I mean, we have to get in under there. So within insomnia and what I'm particularly talking about, there's a method or a how would I phrase it, really? There is a model of behavior attached to treating insomnia.
Mm.
And that is based around what's called the 3 P's.
Okay.
The first P stands for predisposing factors or characteristics. Is there something about you that makes it likely for you to have a sleep problem? And I have to say, the number of people that come to me to tell me that their mothers were insomniac is phenomenal.
Right.
The second P is important. It's a precipitating event. And that can be anything from something as ghastly as a bereavement, a close bereavement, a financial ruin, or a health issue. But it can also be something right down to as minor as a memory of an old incident from childhood or at college days or whatever that has just grown and grown and reached a larger proportion that starts to upset people again.
Yeah.
And then the third P stands for perpetuation. With the greatest of respect to a lot of patients that I deal with, they've had a sleep difficulty for quite some time, but some of their thinking and indeed some of their behaviours have added into this and have continued the problem.
Okay.
So that's what we move in to break up.
And what kind of behaviours might that be? Is it kind of lifestyle choices?
Yes, or? I mean, I use many internationally renowned questionnaires, for example, to try and track that. So one of them is the pre-sleep arousal scale.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that, it's so precisely accurate from the people who present with true insomnia. It's always something about something cracked and mad going on in their head.
Right.
They cannot clear their thoughts. They cannot bring this hyper level of arousability out of their lives. They get into bed and it's almost, oh my God, it's this again, as opposed to being able to give yourself over to sleep. Because actually, when you think about it, there's quite an amount of trust into sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
You hope you're waking in the morning. You know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it follows a very natural process whereby people should be able to relax. And people in the insomnia world, as sufferers, complain about being hypervigilant or hyper-aroused.
Mm-hmm.
there is something that it's almost like the on-off switch into sleep is not fully in the off position for them. And of course, insomnia is out there in the general population anyway, and sometimes for no apparent reason. You know, that middle P of a precipitating event isn't relevant. Because certainly this week, where we're talking about Mental Health Week, a lot of people feel one of the first and key symptoms of moving into a mental health issue is sleep goes a bit AWOL. Not always necessarily so. But sleep definitely becomes an issue for people, for example, who suffer with depression.
Okay.
And there's a huge irony attached to that, where people who are growing a new complaint of depression dread going to bed because that's where their head is going to go
mad. It's a cycle, essentially, isn't it?
It's a cycle.
One
exactly.
rubs off the next.
And then the opposite irony of that is, with depression, you don't want to get out of bed anymore either, because it's your place of escape. So there's quite a bit of conflict in there.
Then,
yes, and other mental health disorders also have a wobbly sleep as part of its main symptom of or presentation of symptoms.
Yeah,
it's not a key one.
And so anyone who's listening now, who might think that they're living with a sleep disorder, what's the first step that they can take?
Well, I just give out a few of the obvious tips. And one is to watch caffeine intake. Seriously.
Deirdre's just looking around at the people in the studio here with the cups of coffee flying.
I'm sure. Not quite. Caffeine is a stimulant.
Yes.
And we're all well aware of needing that little bit of a jolt at times. But for people who have sleep difficulties, I recommend that they have their last little shot, if you want to call it that, of caffeine by 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening. Because the effects of caffeine can last up to 4 hours in somebody's system.
So when I'm browsing the shops of a Thursday late night shop and I can't have my cappuccino.
Well, you forget about the cappuccino. There's also lots of other things like chocolate. Over-the-counter medications.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of caffeine in tablets, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, in over-the-counter medications. Okay. So, for example, any pain-relieving medication that has an extra word attached to it, like forte, extra, etc., will have an extra amount of caffeine in it.
And does the caffeine help the medication work faster?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
you're bang on the money there, because it's actually mentioned in one of the Nurofen brands, for example, and I'm not naming a particular med, but the voiceover even on that ad says this product may contain caffeine, which is used in the digestion of ibuprofen. So it's to get the medication into your stomach, to get it straight out into your bloodstream. So caffeine is one thing. And this is a thing I'm going to give you, and you know, it's counterintuitive to what people will imagine, because people are talking about getting to bed and not being able to sleep. Most of the time it is because they're actually in bed trying too hard.
Okay.
So I push bedtime out.
Really?
Much later.
Okay.
By an hour to an hour and a half.
So really, essentially, you're saying get sleepy, get tired.
Get sleepy. No, well, I mean, for a lot of people who are very hyped up about their insomnia, they've lost the ability to read sleepiness.
Okay.
So, to hell with it, I'm saying, I get you to force sleep upon you by not allowing you go to bed till much, much later. Because we're very perverse as humans. Tell us to do something, and we'll definitely not want to.
Absolutely.
I mean, a simple example, the only day I ever feel like smoking, I'm doing a big confession here, is on Ash Wednesday.
Oh, I love it.
No, but that's what we do. So by me telling people not to go to bed then, if you're not sleep, don't get into bed.
Okay.
It'll force your own sleep center to click into operation.
That's the music to my ears, so I can watch the next episode of EastEnders.
Definitely.
Oh. Amazing.
Not in a fluffy dressing gown, no,
Matt. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, so that's caffeine and a later hour. Also, there's minor things like not exercising too late. A lot of people might do gym work or go for that walk around the block with
and
the dog late at night.
And people are trying to fit, an exercise into their whole day. Yeah.
You need a 2-hour gap between finishing exercise and getting yourself off to bed.
Okay.
And my final bugbear, screens.
Well, I said it to you on the break there. Oh my gosh. Yeah. To be in the bed, the phone glued to me. And then I start to fall asleep and the phone falls on my face and I nearly have to get a nose job afterwards.
Who the hell would want to be talking to you at that hour?
I know.
Who the hell would you want to be talking to at that hour?
I'm not speaking to anyone. I'm scrolling.
With the greatest
I'm looking
of
at
respect,
random
you're
articles.
Not that important.
I'm not.
Trump might
I'm
be.
I'm an aegis.
Macron might be. But no. Screen use, I ban. For people with sleep difficulties, I ban screen use for up to 2 hours before bed.
Because
that means the Kindle, the iPhone, the sorting out your holiday photographs on the iPad, forget it. But I do...
With a lot of smartphone devices, they do have a thing now where you can put night shift. Is that a load of...
Yeah. Oh, no. It's real. The amber screen comes in instead of blue light contamination.
Yeah.
But it is the fact that for that image to be read by your brain, it's neurophysiological.
Mm-hmm.
For that image to be read by your brain, it is coming into your eye, travelling along your optic nerve to hit the appropriate part of the brain, but it's passing this pineal gland along the way and tickling it and fooling you into thinking it's wake up time.
My God, dear, I have to say, you've been so insightful. It's a whole world of technology and all of these technical terms. Deirdre, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
We really do appreciate it. And I'm tonight now 3 episodes of EastEnders.
Easily.
And a cup of tea, and I'll be sleeping like a baby. Decaf tea, green tea, peppermint tea, and the peppermint tea keeps you regular as well. It does. I shouldn't have said that, maybe. Georgia, thank you so much.
Okay,
you're a gem. Thank you. Okay. Time for another little song now.
Isn't a number you can call the payphone. Let it ring along my With the right support, we can all enjoy life. Taking that first step is possible with St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. If you have concerns about your mental health, talk to your GP or call our support line on 01 249 3333. Don't wait to enjoy life again. St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Empowering recovery.
For World Mental Health Week, this is Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
It'd be great to be a millionaire now, I have to say. But sure, look, that has been our show. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I've had a ball, I have to say. A little bit apprehensive, hadn't hosted on radio before, but it's been great. And coming up, we have Pat O'Mahony and Mally Coyne, and they're going to take you through until 9 p.m. And I'd like to say a huge thank you to Dan on the desk. Dan, you're great, you're fabulous. And Dan is wearing the most colourful shirt I've ever seen. It's actually more colourful than mine. I'm highly jealous. I'd also like to thank the researchers, Anthony and Darren, and all the staff here at St. Patrick's Mental Health Services in Dublin 8 for being so fabulous all week. And thank you everyone who listened as well, because Welcome to She's Radio has been so important. It's been on all week for World Mental Health Awareness Week, and it's been encouraging you to get the conversation started. And if you started the conversation, keep going. And if you haven't started the conversation, start it now. And I suppose before I go, all I have to say is, do you know what? If you feel a bit rot some days, that's okay. But do whatever it takes to be your full, fabulous self, because you have to keep her lit. So thank you so much for listening. And I have been promised, I'm delighted, we're going to finish off with some steps. Thank you.
Won't be a problem. Tell them to meet me in the airport. Come in, come in. Here are the keys. You got the parking, the pool, the lift, in the gym. I'll be back Thursday. Don't lose them.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't trash the place.
Chill, Bill.
Got to start talking about mental health. It can get better. Log on to walkinmyshoes.ie to find out more.
I want you.
I'm Adam Clayton, and you're listening to Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's University Hospital this October to mark World Mental Health Day.
All my ladies. All my ladies, wind to the left, sway to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. Wind to the left, sway to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. You see me, I do what I gotta do, oh yeah. On the gas, there's no need to queue, oh yeah. Me and my crew, we got the juice, oh yeah. I am the boss, buy anything, I don't care what it costs. Stack like a casino, I'm Monte Rossino. If you're the supreme, then I'm Diana Ross. All my ladies, wind to the left, sway to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. Wind to the left, sway to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction.
Step one,
report to the dance floor when I say, oh yeah.
Step two,
tell mom you'll be out too late. Pull up your bumper, cock up your waist, oh yeah.
Step four,
grab somebody now face to face and say, say that you're bossy, cause you are the boss. Buy anything, you don't care what it costs. Act like a casino, I'm Monte Rossino. If you're the supreme, then I'm Diana Ross. All my ladies, one to the left, way to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. One to the left, way to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction.
Yo, send me off everything we want, put it on me. They don't know the real star, cause she don't play. It's them love all the way me do me thing. Y'all love it, back up on it. Y'all love it, stop up on it. Bad gal, no for the thing, no for the thing, say no for the thing. Bad gal, mashing up the thing, mash up the thing, burn him.
Say that you're bossy, cause you are the boss. Buy anything, you don't care what it costs. Stack like a casino, I'm Monte Rossino. If you're the supreme, then I'm Diana Ross. All my ladies,
for World Mental Health Week, this is Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
I'm Adam Clayton, and you're listening to Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's University Hospital this October to mark World Mental Health Day.
Is Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
I wondered maybe they'd never find me. I've been waiting such a long, long, long time to feel it swallowed by the waters around me. I know I took so many wrong, wrong, wrong turns to see it. Blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more, and I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive, alive. I sit till I can't hear your voice no more. Suddenly the sun sleep through such a cold, cold, cold night to see it. A green fly just hit me right where I'm standing. The sunlight cut into the